97.7 The Wolf. The peanut gallery here booing the snow is Karen Olson and John Julian representing the Keweenaw Community Foundation. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. You made my day with the great weather news. Thank you.
Yeah, except until we get to Palm Sunday.
Right.
But, that is then. Push that mic over a little closer there, John, so we've got you right on. And let's talk about this big fundraising project. And we're gonna put bricks all over Ray Kestner Park. There's not going to be any grass there anymore at all. Is that what it is, John?
No, we're actually going to be taking up the old plank walkway that goes from the bridge over to the pavilion, and we're going to be installing these new brick pavers. And as part of a fundraising project that we're doing, we can sell engraved pavers that you can put your name and memorialize your name, your company, or your family. And it'll be a really nice way to replace those dated wood planks.
So if I give you enough money, Karen, people can walk over me for the next 100 years?
For the next 100 years.
They can just step on me now. Tell me, though, about what it takes to get my name or my business image on one of these bricks.
Yes. Anybody can call the Keweenaw Community Foundation, 482-9673. Purchasing the bricks are very easy. You can go onto the Keweenaw Community Foundation website, which is k-c-f.org, and there is an online form there, easy to fill out, very quick, to purchase your brick. The bricks come in three different sizes. There's a smaller brick, 4x8, a medium-sized brick that's 12, it's not medium, it's actually kind of big, 12 inches by 12 inches, and then an even larger brick, 18 by 18. And those brick prices, they range from $100 to $1,000. But most importantly, all of the money that we raise from here goes right to the Keweenaw Community Foundation, where we are doing great things in the community. So that's I encourage everybody to get on the website, purchase bricks, and memorialize whoever you would like to memorialize.
Yeah, you can put your name on it. You can put your kids' names on it. You can put names on it of somebody in your family that you'd like to honor and have remembered, someone living or who has passed on. Pretty much anything, right?
Right. One of the cool things that's happened is that families are all pitching in. I know the Olsons, we did that. We all pitched in and bought a big 18 by 18 brick that says the Olsons on it. And so our family for years, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, will be able to...
don't beat up the equipment, please.
I know,
please.
It's like I'm in here, that's very Italian, talking
with
my hands.
Don't hit John either.
So families are pitching in. Another really cool thing is that we have companies that are putting logos right on these big bricks. So on the bigger bricks, people can engrave their logo. So your company name can be set in stone for life as well.
So it's not just letters that we can put there. You can scan artwork.
Yes, we can. The smaller bricks are just letters only. There's not enough room to put artwork, but you could put a family emblem. What are those called?
A crest.
Yeah, crest.
A shield.
Yeah.
The crest. You could do something cool like that, or a company can put their logo on there. So there's all kinds of fun things that you can do with bricks. Buy them for mom and dad for anniversaries. We've had a couple of those purchases, and people buying them for their children. So as they play at Ray Kestner Park, they get to see their own brick.
Go over and visit the family brick. Now, John, what's the timetable on this? I know this has been going on for a while, and you're kind of getting down to the wrap-up point.
Yeah, we're winding things up here now, and we want to have all of our sales in by May 1st of 2014, so just a few more weeks left to get our sales in. So if you were interested, this is the time to get a hold of the foundation through our website or giving us a call to confirm and get your brick bought. So.
The money you mentioned, Karen, is going to go to the foundation. Some of it is also going to be split out to the Houghton Rotary Club Scholarship Fund. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, that is correct. Yep. So we are teaming up with Rotary on this to an extent. We will be putting some of the funds into their endowment at the Keweenaw Community Foundation for their scholarships.
We're going to be talking more about the Keweenaw Community Foundation on our edition of Copper Country Today this weekend, because there's so much going on with the foundation, and it's such a positive force in our community, and every dollar that goes into it becomes a dollar that is going to pay back dividends for generations to come.
Right.
So I don't want to go a lot into that now because we'll have a conversation about that, and I encourage listeners who are curious about it to check in and listen to the Copper Country Today program this weekend. But very briefly, the foundation exists to watch over an endowment for the community and for other organizations within the community.
You just nailed it. Absolutely. Our tagline is for good forever. And, you know, we are always very interested in projects and endowments that will have a long-term impact on the community. And, you know, I think people, talking about the foundation is never easy, but, you know, I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that only wealthy people can write checks to the Keweenaw Community Foundation, and that is not at all, that is not at all the case. You can give to the Keweenaw Community Foundation in any amount, and it's the, actually it's kind of aligns with our whole brick project. You know, there's a brick price for everyone, so, and this particular donation, you get a cool brick in return that sits at Ray Kestner Park for life.
Yeah, and the bottom line is the money that goes into the foundation never gets spent. It just gets invested. The return on the money gets spent and invested in our community. But that dollar that you give, that $10, that $100, that $500, is going to be part of this community
forever,
as far as we can see into the future.
And it turns into so much more money than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the beauty of the foundation. Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to donate a brick, and again, the clock is ticking, as John said, You can go to the Keweenaw Community Foundation website. You can also go to the community page at thewolf.com. I have a link set up there. So if you'd like to download the form, you can do it right from there and get all of the instructions and follow through on this. You can set up your message. You can contact the, how do you get a hold of the foundation again if you want to call for information?
You want to call 482-9673. That's the phone number there. You can also, if you know any board members that are on the Keweenaw Community Foundation, they can help you as well.
And we'd like to get this, basically we'd like to have printing on every brick that goes into the walkway.
Yes, that would be our ultimate goal. That would be wonderful to see. I think it would be a great memorial for everybody in the community and a great way to give back to your community.
And if we have too many donors, then we just make a longer walkway.
Oh, yeah, we'll find a way.
We just expand the size of the park.
Yep. Thank you both, Karen Olson and John Julian with the Keweenaw Community Foundation. And again, if you'd like to know more about the foundation and the work that it does, tune in this weekend to Copper Country Today. It's heard 7 o'clock Sunday morning here on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on our sister station, AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on our sister station, KBAR 102.3, and we will have a lot more information about what the Community Foundation is doing right now and how you can support it. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You.